Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is a former professor, former department head, former dean of business at Temple University. Now he's, and for many decades has been the chief economist for the NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Business. His survey, his index of economic optimism, small business index of economic optimism, is the gold standard for that sector, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his report every month, and have been now for more than a dozen years. He's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, sir. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. Bill, what are we going to do? I am so tired of this languishing economy. This is the most... I'm telling you, you have got to work days and nights and overtime to keep America's small businesses downtrodden like they are right now.
Yeah, well, somebody's doing it,
and they're doing it in Washington, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, we did that special study every few years. We do an in-depth study of the problems facing small business owners, and here's the top of the list. I'll remind you: number one was rising health care costs. Mm-hmm. Two, uncertainty about the path of the economy. Three, energy costs. Four, uncertainty about government policy. Five was the cost of useless regulation and red tape. Six, seven, and eight all were tax code issues like frequent changes. Now, you know, have any of those things gotten better?
The answer
is no, not at all.
They've gotten worse, if anything.
They've gotten worse, exactly. So, you know, it's no surprise that the owners, you know, can't, you know, get enthusiastic about the future and spend some money and hire some people. They're just waiting to see how all this stuff falls out.
Well, it's true, and that's one of the reasons why your index went down and almost another point last month.
Yep, fell 9/10 of a point, kind of across the board. You know, there are 10 components in there, and basically they all fell or didn't change. Except the plans to create jobs, which was good. It went up 2 points, but it was a net 7%, and that's, you know, like half of what it would be in a normal economy, according to our 40-year history.
Right.
So it's still, you know, so that's very, very weak, and so nothing's looking really good here.
Well, that's exactly right, and as I pointed out in an article recently, quoting your numbers, Small business sentiment has been at a recession level since November of 06.
Well, that's right.
And it prompted me to ask this question, Bill. Is Main Street about to have a lost decade?
Yeah, it could. It could indeed, because you're right. You know, and we were signaling early on through 07 that things were not as they should be. It took a year for the recession to actually rear its ugly head, of course. Officially, the recession started in January of 08.
Mm-hmm.
So we were headed downhill through 07, signaling that the economy...
Actually, Bill, I hate to correct the expert in the room on this, but my memory says that the recession started in fourth quarter of 07.
Well, the economy officially peaked in December of 07.
Okay.
So, you know, some people say it started then. I don't know if it peaked in 07. I always think of it as starting in January of 08.
Right. All right. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think is the biggest cause of besides uncertainty, Yeah, that's an emotional thing. And of course, all of the things that we're dealing with the government are not emotional. Some of them are real, like these regulations that are growing and taxes, et cetera. But what do you think is the single biggest reason? Is it lack of sales?
Well, that's it. I mean, we need customers. Consumer spending, you know, hasn't been good. We don't have a second quarter GDP number, but most of the estimates I've seen put it at worse than the first quarter. And you remember the first quarter was revised soundly
1.8.
down to 1.8%.
Yep.
And the big factor there was a reduction in the estimated amount of consumer spending.
Right.
I mean, so that did it. We need customers. We
That's
need
right.
happy consumers, and we don't have them yet.
We need to. We're going to break this down into some more detail. Some of the different sectors: sales, hiring, capital spending. After these messages, getting into more of the details of Bill's index that he's conducted recently. 20 till, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.